This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, Scott Pruitt does not like the EPA. He has sued them many times. How is this going to work?
He's got several active lawsuits right now. So, yeah, he is a critic of the EPA. But, listen, he's the kind of guy who might have faced a lot of controversy and it could have been blocked in the Senate in the past, but it looks like he's going to sail right through. I mean, all they need is 50 votes plus the vice president. I'm not seeing any defectors, you know, who are peeling away from, you know, approving him. So far, there's a lot of criticism, a lot of controversy. But it seems like, you know, despite all that, it's going to be just fine. And Trump's going to get his way.
Is it too early to know if anybody will peel off the idea that he doesn't accept the science on what is causing global warming? Could be something. There are plenty of GOP senators who believe in global warming,
right?
And its human impact.
Well, that's a good point, because we're looking at it from you know, the Democratic side criticizing him, but you also have Democrats like Joe Manchin, you know, from West Virginia, who potentially could say, you know, listen, he's been fighting for an industry that's critical to my home state. So you know, that is interesting. But you could see some centrist Republicans go the other way. I think Jennifer's absolutely right. They do have the votes in the end. Republicans will have the votes to get him through. What Democrats will try to do, though, is to try to damage him and beat him up as much as possible and perhaps try to get him to withdraw. And from what he has said in the past and done in the past, it's very unlikely he would do so.
I mean, he's certainly fossil fuel friendly. We know that. But he, you know, he hasn't denied global warming.
He says it's far from settled.
He says the science.
That means he's not accepting the science.
No, that science is acceptable. It's okay to question it.
It's okay to question it.
It's different.
Either you accept the science or you don't.
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the new, he sees nuance where you see black and white, that it's either
99% of the scientific community says global warming
CNN
is impacted
says the number's 90%, but here's the deal. Republicans, a lot of Republicans, and certainly something like 30% of voters, and they voted for Trump, agree with him. And they think that in terms of the predictions and the forecasts, this is where it comes in, that it's far from settled. The predictions in the forecast.
People thought the world was flat.
Yes.
People thought blacks and whites shouldn't marry. People thought blacks shouldn't be equal. That doesn't mean that you accept it as fact as a leader.
People thought that the Antarctic ice would be gone by now. It increased in 2014. This is what people hang their hat on when they say that the forecasts are not settled. They fluctuate.
May I split the baby on
that one? Please.
Perhaps, right?
How do you really want to split the baby on
that? No.
Well, that's what you're doing then.
Go ahead.
What I wanted, well, yeah,
let's
what
go.
I said. What I think, if you're an environmentalist and you believe, in fact, as most people do, that climate change is real, him heading the EPA is certainly going to slow down any efforts to continue to put in place regulations and policies that would perhaps slow it down. And that's where I think the environmental community is very much concerned.
What happens if you get a guy in charge of the EPA who believes what Allison does, that the science isn't settled on whether or not global warming is impacted by the fire acts?
I'm telling you, I've interviewed several scientists from the National Academy of Sciences, and what they hang their hat on is not that it's not happening. It's that the pace at which it's happening, the forecasts have been wrong, some of the forecast models. We know this. I mean, evidence.
But that's not the issue.
That
the
is
issue
what he's
is,
saying.
Does the actions of human beings affect what's going on with carbon emissions and global warming as impact? The scientific community has consensus that yes, that is what is causing global warming.
And Everett has said he's just not sure.
That's right.
But he said he's not sure exactly what the consequences
are. That means he doesn't accept the scientific consensus.
I don't know that you're right about this. What he has said, and it's very, in other words, we can't find a place where he says, I don't believe in global warming.
But all he needs to say is, I don't accept the science. You know what I think is going to happen?
He says it's not settled. And a lot of people think that it's not
settled. This debate that's happening right now.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
You can't say a lot of people who are relevant, who matter in this discussion, think it's not true, because the scientific community is who matters.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We don't know what we're talking
That's
about.
Right.
The scientists do. And I'll take your number. 90% of them say you and I are affecting global warming.
And the question comes in, how much? What year is it happening? When will we see all of the ice melted? When will sea levels rise? That's the part that he's talking about.
I actually think that it's the premise. She's saying, Allison said, what do you think, Jen, in terms of the reporting on why he's getting pushback? Is it because he's looking at nuance, like when and how much, or that he doesn't know whether human beings are behind it in the first place?
I think what we know is that he's the kind of guy who has said he doesn't think that we should be, the federal government should be restricting greenhouse gas emissions the way they are. He is opposed to some of these, you know, federal regulations on the oil and gas industry. That is one thing we can be certain of, is that he agrees with Trump.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The environment, bring jobs back and investment back to the U.S. We have Carrier, who is now going to stay, and we've saved 1,000 jobs there. We have one of the most wealthiest man from Japan, SoftBank, who just pledged to create 50,000 jobs and a $50 billion investment in our country. In Kentucky, Ford decided to keep the Lincoln SUV in Kentucky instead of building it in Mexico, another 1,000 jobs. So, you know, the fake news, however, the alphabet media won't report on that. They want to report on everything else in order to paint him as a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and won't report the actual facts and the accomplishments that Donald Trump has made before even taking office. And I think that his call with Taiwan was actually a very strategic and a good move. Some will disagree with me on that, but you know, we have a new sheriff in town, and why are we kowtowing to the Chinese and bidding and doing their will? This is America first, and Trump's actions, whether it be jobs or foreign negotiation or cabinet choices, demonstrates that he's keeping his promise to the American people.
Well, you know, the door is open for opportunity, and let's revisit everything. Why not? And put it against the quotient, is it helping us or hurting us? And this does put the Chinese on notice that it's not business as usual. And they already suspected that anyway. And so they cry foul right now. But look, this is just the beginning. They've had their way with this country for a long time. You might say stolen our jobs, but I'd say that for the most part, whether it's been a political administration that has allowed this to happen and just, you know, allow businesses to exit, no big problem. I mean, look what's happening in California. Jerry Brown and the Democrats have just allowed one company after another to exit stage left, but yet they tell everybody else, oh, they've created more jobs than anybody. And you go, yeah, but what about all the jobs you lost in the process? And what kind of jobs did you replace them with? You know, I mean, the comparison is so stark, but, you know, you don't want to get into the details of what they're saying. But yet it's so interesting by irony and by contrast. You know, they want to go in and look into every detail and say, oh, well, you know, you got Donald Trump sticking his nose in the carrier's business and he shouldn't be doing that. That's picking winners and losers and that sort of thing. And go, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't we want to have a leader on our side saying, hey, don't go. You know, we want you to stay. What can we do? If we're serious about keeping businesses here in this country and jobs in this country, then, you know, there needs to be something fighting on and someone fighting on behalf of we the people. And Donald Trump is already doing that.
Yeah, the Democrats don't seem to have a problem with sticking their nose into companies' businesses by passing extraordinary regulations and bad trade deals. That seems to be OK for the Democrats.
Right.
Destroying business is okay. Keeping business seems to be an anathema to them, and as you demonstrate with California. You know, the most jobs created in the Barack Obama administration are within the halls of government. That's what Democrats do. They grow the size of the government and the bureaucracy. So now we have a bunch of federal workers pushing around paper, growing the size of government as businesses are fleeing abroad, and that to them is somehow success. We have a 1% GDP. That, to them, is somehow success, the lowest GDP in 40 years. The first president under Barack Obama who never reached a 3% GDP. You know, the economic numbers don't lie. Democrats do. And they can't pick and choose the economic data that they want to tout, much like they pick and choose the laws they want to follow.
Well, Megan, don't you love that because of Trump on the horizon, you know, business is starting to open up a little bit. America is becoming optimistic again about its productivity, and you got a slight uptick, and the Democrats want credit for it. You know, let's go, wait a minute, how do you guys get there?
Yeah, of course, because they want to ride on someone else's coattails. Look, the Democrats lost handily. Thank God for the Electoral College. Thank God for the Rust Belt. Thank God for the people that voted for Barack Obama one and two times, realized they made a mistake and voted for Donald Trump, voted for real change, voted for a capitalist instead of a socialist. Because the Trump was brilliant as he tapped with his oratory skills, whether they were politically correct or not. He tapped the American spirit, the American worker. He was able to do that. As a billionaire, American workers didn't see him as the enemy. They saw him as a colleague,
nice.
One that could perhaps grow their business or at least grow the economy so they could create their own business. The Consumer Confidence Index is the highest it has been since some time, and that is a good economic indicator of the mood of the country and how the investment then will follow. When consumers are confident, they tend to spend more. They tend to invest more. They'll tend to, you know, with this confidence, they'll even buy more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be more money in the market that's flowing in the free market. It's interesting because the Democrats always want to call the free market fringe.
Yeah. Well,
all of a sudden, the free market is fringe, but socialist top-down policies are not. It's a complete upside-down theory.
Well, what they did is they turned the free market into an unfair market. That's the problem.
Crony market.
Exactly. And then you got Donald Trump, and I liked your headline from last week in referring to him as the blue collar billionaire striking. He gets it. And this is why the Democrats are in shock. They thought they could buy their way into office because that's what they traditionally have done. And there's just not enough money, because you get to that point, as has been said before, that sooner or later in a socialist world, you run out of other people's money, right?
Well, and the Democrats always believe that government, you know, basically is the driver of the economy, when in fact it should be the opposite. The government, when it gets involved, will destroy the economy, and we see this through the massive amounts of regulations, the most regulations I think ever passed by a president. President Obama used the agencies within the government to target the American worker. We have trade deals, like Donald Trump said, that have been decades old that need to be renegotiated.
Exactly.
And it seems as though the players around the world, including the president of Mexico, now is coming to the table. We now have a seat at the table as a superpower. We haven't had a seat at the table as a superpower for a long time.
Yeah, and we've been paying too big a price for that. Exactly. Well, Megan, we got to go to break. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. She is the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. We're talking about Megan Barth and taking a look again at the Trump effect as to what has been going on. Another exciting week as he continues to build his new administration that will take us into at least the next 4, if not 8 years, Megan Barth.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, we still don't know who he's going to pick as Secretary of State, but his current nominations and the folks that he's selected, whether it's General Mattis or Mike Flynn or Jeff Sessions, he definitely has demonstrated that the safety of this country is his first priority, as it should be as Commander-in-Chief. He has his primary responsibility as protecting the citizenry from enemies, foreign and domestic. And with these picks, especially in defense and the rule of law, you can't deny that the guy is serious about getting the job done when it comes to security. Mm-hmm. As far as the economy, he's also made some excellent picks. And education, DeVos, fantastic. Because when it's polling, especially amongst inner cities and communities of color, they want charter schools because the public school system is so incredibly damaged but by the unions as well as the federal government top-down type of solutions.
Exactly.
And so this new head of education, DeVos.
Betsy DeVos.
She is really going to be the engine that drives school choice and better education opportunities specifically for our inner city. And then you look at Ben Carson. You know, Nancy Pelosi says he has no experience. You know, what experience does Nancy Pelosi have? What is the department? So she sat as a House leader for way too long. I call her the fossil, the fascist fossil. But what really has HUD done for the inner cities? The Democrats have created these plantations within the inner cities and hasn't given them opportunity to move up. They simply keep them, keep the communities of color in a perpetual, cycle of poverty and mediocrity. Mm. And so this administration and his cabinet picks, I believe, will really be the engine that creates a new opportunity for all Americans.
Well, you know, to your point, Megan, with, Margaret Sanger being kind of the poster child and, of course, the founder of Planned Parenthood that, resides in these inner cities that has made a, I was going to say a killing. That's not the right word, but maybe it is the right word in terms of income and the kind of revenue they generated at the people's expense and at the expense of Black America. Look at what's gone on there. I mean, this is all driven by Democrats. And maybe Black America is starting to wake up to realize that, you refer to it as a plantation. And I know that riles the ire of some Blacks, but I don't know what else to call it. I mean, even Ben Carson looked at it that way and clearly called it out for what it is that it is a modern form of slavery is what they've done.
Well, absolutely. They've gotten generations. I call it generational theft, whereby they've stolen the opportunity by providing, simple checks in the mailbox, destroying the nuclear family through Planned Parenthood. Do you know, Bill, that 60% of Blacks in New York have abortions? The abortion rate in the inner cities is larger than the birth rate.
Yes. Yeah, I know. It's an absolute disaster. And what's more painful, I guess, or maybe, I don't know more if that's even appropriate, but equally painful, let's say, is what about the human potential and the opportunity that has been lying dormant there within the Black community? You know, geniuses that have just gone by the wayside, people that have just, just fallen victim to this type of programming and social engineering, and at what loss? At what loss to Black America? What loss to the United States of America? This is why, Megan, I got to say, and maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I am optimistic about this new administration, is that it's going to allow people to dream again and dream big dreams. And I can already see the excitement in my travels across the country from coast to coast. People are excited, and they're almost coming to the point of being happy. I mean, this may be the happiest Christmas that we've had in a long time in this country. And why? Because of Donald Trump. Can you imagine?
Yeah, he's definitely given a lot of optimism. He's also given us a lot of hope, right, that things are going to change from the malaise of the last 8 years. And I learned a long time ago that education breaks the chains of poverty. That's something I'll never forget, and it was demonstrated in the inner city in Chicago through a charter school. It was called the Providence Effect. It's a movie. No one's probably heard about it or seen it. But it's an excellent movie on how education does break the chains of poverty. There was a principal who was a civil rights leader who came into the inner city, changed the school from a 40% graduation rate to a 98% graduation rate, with 99% of those going to four-year colleges, first time in the history of the school.
Amazing,
and he did
yes.
so because he broke the grip of the unions on the education system.
Well, you know, it's been done before. We have testimonies like that. But again, it speaks to the power of unions and what they've been able to do to squash that story, and political forces as well, Megan. And at what expense? At the expense of the very lives of mainstream America, the forgotten man and woman is realizing that they're not so forgotten anymore.
Well, and with sanctuary cities like Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying he's going to defy. Well, what is he defying? Law and order?
Right.
You know, the inner cities are plagued by these sanctuary city policies, which are allowing gangs like the MS-13 to grow based on the immigration from Honduras and Central America. We have drugs flowing into our inner cities, which are, you know, benefiting the gangs and the criminals. But they're providing these sanctuary cities aren't providing sanctuary for the good working people, for the children that are walking to school.
Right.
And so Donald Trump, and I hope he sticks to it, needs to defund sanctuary cities, needs to do it immediately, and let them figure out how they want to keep the illegal immigrants and the criminal elements in their city should they want to. Let them figure out how to afford it. We're done supporting their defiance of law.
Without a doubt. Megan, I want to talk to you about what's going on there in Vegas. This voter fraud that has been taking place that you've been uncovering. Tell us about that.
Huge story. It's a huge story, and it will become national very soon. I've gotten a lot of interest. A candidate in Assembly District 15, Stan Bond, he is the world chess champion.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 196 IQ. He also worked for the post office, and this is how we uncovered massive fraud. As Stan and his 400 volunteers were out walking his district in the last 15 months, they would mark down the anomalies they came across, you know, voters not present, addresses that don't exist. And he got these all from the active voter rolls, meaning that these people voted in the last election. He took the anomalies back. He and his volunteers wrote first-class, hand-addressed, stamped envelopes, sent them through the mail, which is unlike any candidate I've ever met. Most candidates bulk mail third class.
Exactly.
By sending a first-class envelope, the post office has to attempt to deliver as well as return it if it can't be delivered with a reason why. Out of 10,000 letters that they sent out, which were all anomaly letters, right? Like we had to mail out 10,000 letters in a small district where only 17,000 people voted.
Right.
They got 9,200 back. Edward Snowden was listed in his district. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. We found dead people voting, people that don't exist. Parcels that have five people registered at them, which don't even have a mail receptacle. And so what he uncovered out of the 9,200 returned envelopes, he took a sample size of 200, and 185 of those people that don't exist voted.
Just taking 200 random of the 9,200?
Correct. Now, Stan is also a code breaker. He solved the code behind the Zodiac Killer. So I believe he just broke the code on how the Democrats have schemed and how they have, you know, created this fraudulent voting system.
Well, Megan,
they have a built-in fraudulent constituency.
Well, we're out of time, so this is going to be continued, and we'll have to pick it up next week.
Oh.
Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of what coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that will change.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Hey, given a choice, great day, bad day. Hey, I'll choose great day anytime, huh? I kind of like what Charles Spurgeon had to say about Thanksgiving. It's maybe Thanksgiving, about Thanksgiving, huh? I like that because it speaks more of the lifestyle. I mean, if we're only thankful on a day like today, although we're reminded that maybe this is kind of an attitude and spirit that we should carry with us on a daily basis. You know, I am grateful waking up in the morning, even though I've been partying all night. We can still be thankful for that, can't we, Michael Dougherty?
I'm incredibly thankful. I'm thankful for the founding fathers, and I'm thankful for America not listening to the mainstream media like a Kool-Aid convention. So there's a lot to be thankful for.
Well, really, I you're right. You know, now that you bring that up, you know, you look back at the history, you look back even where we are right now, even with some of the contention and everything. You know, I'm thankful that people are passionate about what they believe, and I say, okay, let's be passionate. Let's work it out together, and let's talk it out and come up with some good ideas. I think some great ideas came out during the process of this 2016 election. Now, what are we going to do about it? Okay.
Well, that's right. And we're going to let the process work, and we're going to support him and not expect perfection. And we're going to keep him accountable if he goes too far off the rails. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing is that people need to understand we have the kind of government we deserve because we elect them.
You know, it's still a government of, for, and by we the people. So if you want to blame anybody, you can blame that person in the mirror. I hate that person in the mirror sometimes. But that's what we got to do. And it commands us to stay engaged. Because we disengaged for so long, the elites ran away with it, and they thought it was a government of, for, and by the elites. But guess what? The forgotten man and woman have awakened, and they're reminding these people in elected office who elected them and why they're there for. And they're there to serve us, we the people.
And I think all the younger people that haven't had the benefit of a true American history taught in their schools are getting a sudden crash course in what you would call checks and balances.
Right.
And that, you know, there some of them are a little baffled right now and maybe upset or needing a safe space. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. Right.
But well, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Unfortunately, it's, you know, these kids have been raised in a culture that gives everybody a trophy for just showing up, you know, and they're starting to deal with the harsh reality that it's not necessarily so. You get out of it what you put into it. You know, Michael, what you and I grew up with, and that is hard work is the best thing we can hope for. And I believe this. I see this with all my heart, that America is really at the very core frustrated because they're not being productive. We're being held back. And I think this is the opportunity that a Trump administration brings to the ballpark here, is that we're going to get people working again, and they're going to be happy. People are happiest when they're productive and they come home with a paycheck and, you know, they provide for their families. Boy, you know, that is an awesome experience. And that's what we love about this country, is the freedom to do that.
Right. And let's have inclusive success. The more than the merrier, if you play inside. Here's a big asterisk, inside the rule of law.
Oh, wow, what a concept, huh?
Yeah, and let's not vilify those that don't agree with us as far as labeling them with the most extreme type of hate labels. Mm. And let's watch it work. It's pretty exciting. I hope that Trump keeps on with the holding Washington accountable. I hope he does a lot of games. I mean, I kind of like the fact that he brought all the mainstream media and yelled at them, only because who's ever done that before?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the only deal is they make this. I'm not sure he yelled at them, you know, per se. He may have, you know, Trump is a businessman. I mean, after all, he doesn't, the media has helped him. I mean, they've, you know, helped contribute to his brand. You know, but, you get people that come in with their own perceptions. You hear some people say, yeah, it was a congenial meeting. You know, they got out of it what they, were willing to get out of it and, you know, move on. But, I think more importantly where we are, Michael, we're in a great spot to really do something different. You know, this is why I'm a free market guy, because when the free markets are allowed to work, you don't have any social engineering. There's not crony capitalism. You know, your ideas make it or break it based on their validity in the marketplace. The consumer votes on your validity. And if what you have to offer is a value, hey, home run, grand slam, hit them all, go for it. You know, go make it work. And I think this is the opportunity that is before us. But when we start social engineering and protecting people and people are banks and that are too big to fail or whatever, that's when we get ourselves in trouble.
And that's the irony, is we hurt people. The very people that want to help do so much damage, and they've got to see the damage they do. They're just so proud of themselves because they, quote unquote, want to help. But it's about the results, not the intent.
That's the problem.
There's nothing more merciless nor correct.
Michael, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Where's the return on investment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you produce with that idea? And this is the problem. You know, progressives, they're all in the realm of the theoretical. They will take empirical evidence, they'll twist it around, and somehow it comes to some new idea. No, that idea's tried, it didn't work. It's never worked, and now you're thrusting on people that, you know, for the last 8 years have been living in the theoretical. How's that working for you? But anyway.
Well, the perfect example of that is these college kids that are protesting all about the election, marching down, you know, Fifth Avenue in New York City, when they're the reasons Obamacare failed, because they refused to participate. So they wouldn't write their check to participate in it. They'd rather pay the penalty. I mean, and then there's this disconnect. Why do they think these things failed? You can't just run out and yell and throw a temper tantrum. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Well, I want to talk to you about the warning that you have for America, and that is we got Black Friday, we got Cyber Monday, and we got hackers. Boy, they're licking their chops. This is a target-rich environment, as they would say in the vernacular, right?
Yeah, this is. I talked about this a lot last year, and I hate to tell you, things haven't changed much. We're smarter, we're more aware, but so are they. And so, the bottom line is this: if it's too good to be true, it is.
Yes. That still hasn't changed, okay?
Yes. That hasn't changed. Yeah.
That's the 11th commandment, right?
Excuse me. Yeah. And that's true. And so, you know, look for scams. Don't take the handouts online that aren't from someone you absolutely know. Don't download things from foreign places. You know, don't when they lead you.
You mean that ambassador from India that's offered some newfound fund that's going to give me $25 million if I only send my information? I should ignore that. I just delete it, right?
Yeah, and that guy isn't as rich as he says. I hate to break it to you. He's sending okay. that to everybody.
But they're
more subtle. They want to sound good. They want to go, get it on Google Play. Click here. Hmm. Don't click there. Go directly to Google Play and see if it's there. Okay, don't click inside that stuff. Look and see what the real email name is.
Exactly.
If it's Sherry dot something, it ain't happening.
Right.
The thing about these guys is they fail 99% of the time. But that 1% is very lucrative for them.
Exactly.
And so they've got a big fish net, and they're happy with not catching much except the big golden fish, because they make a lot of money per sucker, unfortunately. So let's be thankful for education about cybersecurity and awareness now, and not be and let's make that minority people that actually take it even smaller.
Well, you know, here it is. We've got fake news. We've got fake retailers, fake brick and mortar operations that are looking to steal your identity. 'Tis the season for it all. And Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, a board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach protection, and author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir. You take
maybe
care.
A blessed day for you. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. In fact, rumor has it, yes, Bill McIntosh from Peru is going to be with us next.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Christmas is a time to be thankful, but when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The Velvet House of Holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lucy is with us. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, the one, the only. Yes, professor, motivational speaker, just all around great gal, and one who is setting the example. She's all ready for Christmas. All the packages are wrapped. The list has been checked. Who's naughty? Who's nice? Right? Isn't that the way you roll?
Let me tell you the problem at our house. That stinking elf. He keeps forgetting to move.
He does. No matter how much you order him and everything like that, I mean, I thought you had control of everything there in the household.
Well, obviously I don't.
All right.
And so Channing's like, the elf, she didn't move last night. And I'm like, she's tired.
She
don't move every night. She once a week.
He's a union elf.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell with his elf.
Well, you better be careful. If she's a she and she's backed by the union, you better be. I hope she's not hearing us right now.
No, I don't have her in the car with me. She's back at home someplace.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where she landed this morning, but she's someplace hanging out.
Well, this is a whole other story that probably we need to have a psychiatrist in the middle of this conversation.
Didn't have Elf on the Shelf when you were a kid, when your kids were little.
In Mexico, yeah, we didn't have that. We had something else. Was like the equivalent of the boogeyman, you know. So.
That's what
we had. But that's a whole nother. Again, you're bringing up bad stories. Now I'm going to find myself in the fetal position afterwards. Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of what I could definitely relate to this. Poor Robin, you know, in hairdressing. You know, guys aren't made to do straight lines, and you know, when they're doing their daughter's hair and stuff like that. But anyway, tell us about, because you promised, you put us on the edge of our seats last week, and you said you had to tell us the story about Robin.
Well, when we never have enough time, so I'm like, we got to tell this story, because a lot of you are going, I understand that. Mm-hmm. And we can say you're not alone. If you have a crazy household, ours is crazier. So my husband is very talented at a lot of different things, but he's a businessman, but he's a great cook. You know,
I can attest to that. He's a great cook.
He's a fabulous cook. He's a great landscaper, but now he's decided, to my chagrin, that he is going into the hairdressing business, which the politically correct term is hair designer. But I can't upgrade him to that at this point. So
oh, really?
I would walk in the past years, and our daughter has really curly, curly hair. It's hard to maintain. And I would walk in, and he's sitting there, and there's a pile of hair. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, it had some gnats in it. Well, then I try to put it up in a bun or up on top of her head for school, and all these tendrils are hanging out because he cut them so short they won't go up in a ponytail. And so my hair designer, who is fabulous, is like, tell him to leave her hair alone. I'm like, I know. So then we get Knox home, and he has this straight, I mean, I'm talking board straight Asian hair.
Right.
And it was shaved. I might have told y'all this. I'm not sure. But when we picked him up from China, they had shaved it down to the nubbins. I mean, there was nothing there but just some, like those little pepper holes.
Now, did they give you the bowl with him that usually goes with those Chinese haircuts?
No, nothing came with him. He was, you know, we got him from the orphanage. They keep the bowl.
They keep the bowl.
All right. But he had no hair. So in the past couple months, it had finally started growing out. And he had the long bangs that kind of swooped over. And I'm like, this is great for Christmas. It's great. No, Robin decides that it's not okay when I'm out of town. I come home and I'm like, he looks like Princess Leia. His bangs are like wet high. All he needed was those little rolled up things on his ears on the side. I'm like, Robin, not only that, it was all zigzag on his forehead. It wasn't straight. Well, then he takes him again and recuts it. And then I'm like, stop it. I will take him somewhere. There's a place across the street from his school. I will take him there. Just quit. So our Christmas pictures, you know, he's got a little howdy doody haircut.
Yeah.
And then a couple days ago, Channing comes up to me and she's like, Dad got a hold of him again. And I'm like, oh my word. So I don't know what to do because he's not listening, but now he's got like stragglers, like over his ear. Robin's done some little design and he's got like a couple of really long pieces. And then his forehead, you know, it's real short, but then there's a couple of long pieces. So I'm going to take him someplace, I think today or tomorrow, and I'm going to start, I guess, having to put a helmet on him or a cap when I get home so my husband won't take it upon himself to cut his eyes. I'm going to cut my hair.
Exactly. Well, that was my next question. I think Robin needs to be on scissors timeout. You just get the scissors away from him.
But he doesn't listen. He's a grown-up, and he finds scissors. He can go buy new scissors. But the thing about it, I'm like, you like this. I'm like, if you want to start cutting their hair, then you need to take some classes because we're not doing a good job here. So the deal with the Christmas picture, that about set me off, and I had to just take a deep breath and go, it's just hair.
You know, I'm going to side with Robin on this. I mean, the artist has never understood.
Right.
And nor can they be. It's just impossible. Poor Knox and Shanny, they're coming to the door. They see Dad coming at them with scissors, and it's like they're going in the opposite direction.
Well, I'm thinking that he's cutting his own hair because I was the world's worst. And my grandmother, for some reason, always wanted me to have short hair and always had hair I could sit on as a kid. Mm. And I would go visit her and somehow find the scissors. And one time I took a big old clump in the front of my head. You know, it's like where your bangs are. Big chunk. And cut it down to my scalp.
Oh, my God.
And I had to wear a hat to school for like 3 or 4 months. It was that short.
It was
that long
for three, 4 months. Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, because it was to the scalp. Hair doesn't grow that fast. And so, I mean, just, and so there, I have these pictures of my little brownie outfit with my chap lip and my little Bonnie Bell Avon lip smacker kitty cat thing on my lapel and my bangs that are all over the place. So, you know, I'm thinking, well, he did it. And then I'm thinking Channing did it. So I'm like, did he cut his hair? She's like, mm-mm. Because she didn't want to get in trouble. And I said, you did it? And she goes, mm-mm. And I went, okay, he didn't do it. Who didn't do it? And I said, what happened? She said, and she pointed, Daddy. So that's how I found out. Robin's like, hey, thanks for throwing me under the bus.
Yeah. While you're under, why don't you do a loop job while you're at it there?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'd be great at working on cars.
Well, you know, and you bring up the thing about, you know, about Christmas pictures, you know, and of course, you know, you and I were talking about this before, is that why do Christmas pictures have to be done in December when everything else is going so crazy? Why don't we plan and do them a little bit earlier? But, you know, everybody's always in a panic. We got to get it done. And in December, it's going like, well, you know, like we can't find a green tree somewhere or
well,
you know, some fake snow
like
or something.
This anymore. Yeah, no. Because we always do ours over Thanksgiving, and that's not even enough time to get them back, get them edited, get them to the printer. So we're going to do them this year in like October. But I don't know if I told y'all, we had a photo shoot, professional one, and the photographer called me. She's like, I've never had this happen, but half of y'all's shoot did not turn out. So, or maybe three-fourths. So we got only a couple of pictures, no pictures of the whole family. And I've just learned to go, oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, don't fuss about it. Robin didn't go in the photography business or something behind your back, did he?
He did it, but maybe he should, because that would save us a whole lot of money every year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, maybe that's just...
If I could just pick his job, we'd be in good shape.
Yeah, exactly. And the kids would be a little bit happier and less embarrassed going to school. But probably the kids now, they know that Robin's been working on their hair, because I'm sure they threw him under the bus at school. It's not us. It wasn't the hairdresser. It's our dad.
Now, Channing is. Channing knows. I mean, she'll come tell me. She'll say, Dad, you're not supposed to cut my hair. But Knox, he's a little boy. He's six, so he's kind of like, he doesn't even pay attention. But I'm like, I got your back, so I think.
Yeah,
but
right.
See, these things happen when I'm not home, because Robin knows.
Well, there's
knows
a moral to
like
the
that.
Story here. Are you getting the theme? I think even Scott picked this up. You can't leave home.
I can't leave home ever.
You can't leave home. You got
to be in.
It's got to be right there. Exactly. Well, speaking of not leaving home, what do you think about Mrs. Trump? She's not going to hang out much at the White House. She's saying, you know, she needs to stay
with
Barron.
She's got to take care of Barron.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
but she had said that initially, which, you know, I think is really endearing. She doesn't want to upset his schedule. But, you know, there have been a lot of kids in the White House.
Yes.
You know, JFK had little children in the White House.
Oh, sure.
Jimmy Carter, Amy was probably in elementary school when he won. And, you know, so children have been raised in the White House. You know, Barack Obama's kids were, probably middle school 8 years ago, maybe upper elementary school.
Right.
But I think it's, you know, whatever she feels is important to the well-being of her child.
Exactly.
But I think she's still going to do her duties. I mean, she is a lovely person. I was very, you know, impressed with her during the election process. And, I mean, I think that she will do all of her duties that a first lady is expected to do. I don't think that she will shirk her responsibilities. You know,
well,
just
it's
going to
be tough. Like, how are they? I mean, they're going to have to have weekend getaways or something.
New York.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, he's going to be, you know, that's going to be the second White House there in Manhattan, the Trump Tower, because I'm sure he's going to want to be around, you know, the family still. But, you know, he's a consummate worker. I mean, this guy operates on, 3-4 hours, and she probably figures, okay, how are we going to relate to this guy? He's, you know, he's already, you know, traveling on the fast lane. It's hard to keep up with him already. And now is the president of the United States, you know, the number one job in the free world. And this guy is just going to be, you know, how do you begin to keep up with him then? So it's,
But this is their normal. You know, this is how they live anyway. And my husband and I were talking this morning about all that's been going on in our nation and all the things that Trump has been doing. And we're like, oh my word, we are seeing more benefits and action on behalf of the American people in the past month or two.
Exactly.
Well, month, because, you know, the election was a month ago.
Right.
Then we've seen in 8 years.
Right. I mean, we got jobs being saved, everything else. The stock market's going crazy. The rest of the world is also being affected in a positive way with this Trump election. Well, Lauren, we're out of time, honey. Merry Christmas. I'm glad the pictures are done. I'm glad you've taken the scissors away from Robin. and there's peace in the household once again, the way it should be. And just keep an eye on the elf, though, okay?
Yeah. The elf and I are going to be shut in from here until January 1. That's what it looks like. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's not turning.